quite
unusual.
Hello, and welcome to the Quite Unusual podcast.
Hello.
Unscripted. There she is. We're your hosts. I am Noelle.
And I am Nicole.
And I got a little cat on my lap.
She does, a little orange one.
A Weedlebeel. She's being very needy lately. She wants to sit on my lap all the time, and it's very cute, and I like it. But you know how it's illegal to, like, move a small animal?
Once you're sleeping, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
No, it's illegal. Otherwise, you go to prison for, like, 10,000 years for your crimes or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
punishable by 10,000 years.
I cannot move her
once
she's on my lap. It's illegal.
No. You can't go to the bathroom. You can't go get food.
No.
You can't do anything.
I can't even adjust my position.
No.
I'm not allowed to.
Mm-mm.
You're not allowed to.
Punishable by 10,000 years.
10,000 years for my crimes.
This is the unscripted.
This is the unscripted where we keep it raw. We're just raw dogging the radio right now.
We raw dog radio on the
unscripted. We're raw dogging radio. We're just doing our thing. Vibing the vibe. What's that phrase that you love to say? We're just trucking on, man.
I always say that.
She literally has always said that.
I always say that.
It's her favorite thing to say.
Frankly. Keep on trucking on.
See? How natural was that? That's amazing.
So
it's incredible.
This is the show where we don't bring you any story at all.
Or anything of worth.
We just talk and maybe sometimes we bring you like creepy news stories and stuff, depending on what we want to do. Because guess what? It's our show.
Yeah.
And we can do whatever we want to do.
We make the rules here.
We make the rules.
When your voice goes up really high, that's how people know you're serious.
Yeah.
If I was like, we make the rules.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we make the rules.
We make the rules.
We make the rules.
Yeah, baby.
Party on. Same show, right?
Schwing.
Okay.
There you go. We don't have party on. We've got schwing.
Yeah.
No party on.
No, not yet. Maybe.
I will add it. I'm going to add it. I have to redo the yeah, baby, because mm-hmm. when I go in post-production...
Look at her.
In post.
Our editor-in-chief.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's me. I have to normalize that sound because that clip is like so much louder.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. It like blasts my ears out. So for your sake and your precious little baby ears, I normalize it for you guys.
I have a request for a thing to put on here.
Yes.
Do you know the movie, the hit cinematic masterpiece, The Ringer?
The Ringer with Johnny Knoxville?
Correct. That movie cracks me up.
That movie's a little problematic.
It's absolutely problematic. It cracks me up. There's this part where one of the actors in it is asking how he should wear his shirt when they go out. And he's like, should I wear it up? Should I wear it down? Or possibly tucked in? And every time I say possibly... I'm saying it like him because he's a good actor.
Okay.
And I think it's really funny. It's really cute.
So you want possibly.
No, I want possibly.
Possibly. How do I spell that?
P-O-T-H-I-B-L-Y.
Possibly.
Possibly.
From The Ringer. I am writing that down, actually.
Yeah.
Everyone... Our patrons can see because they get the video.
They pay for us to look them in the eye and say, hello, world. Wait, what was the song you were singing yesterday? Tiana?
Oh, this is going to sound really stupid. I know someone listening to this is going to get this reference. Okay.
Yeah.
So Noelle did not grow up with cable.
I've never had cable.
She's never had cable.
I'm a poor.
You have it now.
No, I don't.
I have cable.
I don't know how to use your TV.
Okay. Well, Noelle did not grow up with cable, so she did not have the Disney Channel or the Nickelodeon Channel. And I think this was on the Disney Channel, but it was the show called Tyena.
Yeah.
It was about this girl named Tyena, and she was trying to be like a star. And the theme song to that just lives rent-free in my brain. And I know I hope someone somewhere is like singing it. Please, if you are, DM us so I'm not alone.
Can you just, and then Nicole showed it to me and it was like the most low budget thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, and yeah.
It's like, I can't remember
like,
the
melody. Tyena.
Yeah, it was really good. So I want to do a version. Anyways, moving on from that, because I don't remember why we were talking about it at all. I do not remember.
Cool. This is great radio. Everyone listening is enjoying it, I'm sure.
I have ADHD, so I'm a survivor, okay?
Oh, okay.
I have a lot of notes, a lot of things to talk about, but you have some things to talk about too. So do you want to start and then I'll... What's the vibe?
Okay, so I just have... You have way more on your list, so I'll...
That's weird, right? The tables have tabled.
The tables have tabled.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about... So the Mexican president, have you heard this?
No.
He claims that they have captured a picture of a cryptid called the Alux.
Oh, is it the one in the tree?
Yeah.
I saw the tweet.
And he like posted it and it's not a joke. He's like completely believes
it. It's like a little guy in the tree. Do you have a picture of it?
I don't.
Oh, then I'll pull it up.
But I mean, it's not like I can show it to you guys anyways. But
yeah, well, I mean, we'll post it on the...
Apparently, it's described as a mysterious woodland spirit in Mayan folklore.
Huh.
So it's kind of creepy. It kind of reminds me of like, and it's supposed to be like a trickster energy. And
this guy,
it kind of reminds me of Duende. I know I saw the picture.
Totally. The picture of it is giving like Flatwoods Monster.
Kind of. Is it? It looks like the picture might be in like night vision too. Cause it's like,
yeah, it's kind of what it looks
glowy. Like.
Like
the eyes are glowy. It's really creepy looking.
I think it's cool. And he's just like, yeah, I saw it.
He's like, it's no, someone, they're like working on some like Yucatan something. Yes, this is the exact Yucatan Peninsula.
Yeah, this is what I saw. Mexican, this is coming from NBC News. Mm-hmm. If you watch NBC September 8th, you'll see Crime Cat at 7 Central. So this article says Mexico's president posted a photo on his social media account Saturday showing what appears to be a mythological woodland spirit similar to that of an elf. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, I don't fucking know, did not seem to be joking when he posted the photo.
No, that's the thing, is he's not joking at all, which is pretty cool.
No, at all. And he was like, yeah, here it is. And then he says, everything is mystical. And honestly, I love that vibe.
I love that vibe too.
Mm-hmm. I love that vibe.
I wish our president would like post something and be like, look.
Our president is the oldest living president. Well, Jimmy Carter's still alive. So when he dies.
He's not looking too good though.
When he dies, our president will be the... Our current active president will be the oldest living president.
Well, I mean, I'm not rooting for Jimmy Carter to die, but remember how I was talking about Celebrity Death Pool?
I know.
He's one of my
picks. Do you bet money when you do that?
No, I think it's just like a dinner. Like someone buys.
That's so nice.
We all go out to dinner and I don't have to pay.
Can I participate next year?
Shh, it's not my pool. Oh. You gotta ask the pool gods.
Okay, I'll ask.
Celebrity Death Pool gods.
I'll ask the pool tender.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool. I also recently discovered, and when I tried to click on it, the link wasn't working. You can live stream Mothman's booty in Point Pleasant. There's always a camera on it. I don't know if it's like directed at his booty. It's probably just like the statue, but there's a live stream like constantly just of Mothman.
Oh, it's probably from the museum.
I'm pretty sure it is from the museum, but like there's a link. Yeah, it's on
from
YouTube,
the Mothman Museum.
24
right
hour.
Look, we're seeing it right
you
now.
You can live stream. I tried it and it wasn't working, so maybe it's working now, but yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
There you go.
Yeah.
So anyone who goes up to like take a picture or something, someone could be watching you. So be careful.
Three people are watching this. We're one of them.
We're one of three people watching Mothman statue.
Technically
right now.
Four.
Because there's two of us.
But. I want to do a little recap of, remember when I talked about the favorite things party?
Yes.
That I went to? I want to do a little recap about it because some people ask me how it works.
Yeah, I'm still confused with how it works.
So. And also I have two things that I wanted to talk about that I talked about at the party that made me seem like a weird person.
Not around us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is home here. That's why we have this podcast.
I feel at home. Home is where the weird is, you know?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Okay, so it was so dope. There were, I think, seven of us, and we each brought three presents that were like $20-ish a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be like your favorite things. So to make mine was like $27 or something, like worth of stuff. I did a face mask. I did a really great like hyaluronic acid serum that I love. And then I did a scrunchie because I'm the scrunchie queen. So those were my like presents. So I had three of those exact presents. And then like other people brought like gift bags with like things in it that totaled up like $20, $25, whatever.
Right.
So we had to do trivia. And if you got a trivia question right, so like I would pick a trivia question. We all wrote the trivia.
Okay, so from the group of people who all brought favorite things.
Yeah, so we all wrote the trivia. So obviously I wrote cool and spooky things because I'm smart and great.
Spooky.
Thank you.
Smart and spooky.
Thank you. Yeah. So it like I would ask the question, I would pull a question out and it would be like whatever, like what's the hottest planet? And
wait, like the hottest temperature wise or like the
sexiest planet? What's the sexiest planet?
Oh, okay.
So right, I would pull it out and I would be like, I don't know, Jupiter?
No, and everyone knows it's Saturn.
Okay. And then you would be next and then you'd be like, it's Saturn.
Saturn is the sexiest planet.
Obvious. Have you seen those rings?
Obvious.
That ring is Thagan. Am I right? So that's how it worked. And then like if you got it right, because obviously you chose Saturn, which is the sexiest planet.
Right.
Then you got to go pick a present.
Okay.
And then,
so kind of like grab eggy.
Oh yeah, totally. Like white elephant-y. Vibes. The okay. vibe was the vibes were immaculate. So two of my questions was how much blood does a human body have in it?
Why would anyone know that?
You don't know that?
No.
Guess.
Like in gallons?
Yeah. How much blood do you think a human body has?
5 gallons.
That's crazy.
How many gallons?
What, between 1.2 and 1.5 gallons on average.
Why would anyone know that?
Well, no one picked that one, so.
Wait, was it multiple choice, or did they have to just bring that out of their mind?
You had to guess.
I guessed 5 because I thought it was going to be something like really ridiculous. I was going to guess 1.
See, I feel like 1 would have counted.
But then I figured like it was one of those questions where you're like, you're never going to guess how much blood we actually have.
Well, the questions were like one person asked like, how much caffeine does the CDC say is the most a human being should have in one day?
Who the fuck is writing these trivia questions?
All of us. It was just like facts that you happen to know.
Who got any of that?
Well, basically that one was really hard and we like went around like the room and like guessed 100 times and I was like 555 milligrams.
You just kept guessing until
and the
you
next
get
person's
right.
like 600 milligrams. No. And we're like, hotter or colder? Like what? Help right. us out here.
I would just probably go straight to like movies and TV and like music trivia.
So I tried to like mix it up a little bit and I was like, I'm gonna put in like an easy one. Like an easy movie one from a movie everyone has seen.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose, this was a two-parter. I'm like, you can either, like, if you get the first one or the second one, it totally counts as doing it, right?
Okay.
So my question was, don't shout out the answer yet, Nicole.
Okay.
What was the name of the hotel from The Shining? You can either do the real hotel it was based on or the name of the hotel in the movie.
Yes.
No one knew either. And like I was the youngest person there. It ranged from like my age, like 30, 28 is what I am.
32.
To like mid to upper 30s, right? So like everyone has seen this fucking movie or knows of it.
You would think, yeah.
No one knew the name of the real one or the one in the movie.
Okay.
What are the names of them?
The Stanley and the Overlook.
Fucking thank you. Thank you. They're like, can you give us a hint? It's like, yeah, one starts with an O, one starts with an S.
Okay.
Okay, well, I need more of that. I was like, okay. And like, I'm just making fun of them because like that's like my voice. But they're all really nice. I really like all the people that I went with.
Well, I guess if you're not a horror movie person.
I didn't think it was that hard.
A lot of people like, so, I mean, this is weird for us because we're both movie people. Like yeah. We live and breathe movies.
That's
like,
true.
You know.
Swing.
But a lot of people aren't. Like a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Don't watch movies or have seen like one once.
Yeah, they
just
saw
one
movie once. Yeah.
And if they do, it's like horror. If they aren't a movie person, then horror movies especially. It's just.
Yeah. Well, one of the questions.
Haven't seen any of those.
Well, one of the questions was what were the names of the animals from Homeward Bound? And no one knew that.
Okay, let me see if I got this. It's Chance, mm-hmm. Sassy, and...
Oh, this is the one people had trouble with.
Fuck.
The Golden Retriever.
What's his name? The old one, right?
Yeah, you can do it.
Chance, Sassy...
It's not something you think it would be. Do you want a hint?
Yes.
Starts with an S. No.
What is it? Tell me.
Shadow.
Shadow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he's a golden retriever, and like, why would you name him Shadow?
I feel like there was a book or something, and it was like a black dog called Shadow or something, because like, why would you name
it? You know what? What came to my head when you were like, it's not what you thought it would be. For some reason, the name that flashed in my brain was Yeller. Like old Yeller. I was like, brain, it's not that. But
yeah, and
close.
They took him out behind the woodshed.
No.
And they old Yellered his ass.
I was like, Chance, Sassy, and Yeller. Got it. Shadow, man.
Bonkometer. That's enough. Bonk. I don't like the Bonkometer. I gotta pick a new one.
That's the one you picked.
I don't like it anymore.
Okay, we'll do another one.
So anyways, the favorite things party was super fun. No one knew my fucking questions.
Yeah, that's a little disappointing.
And they're all, here's one that was very disappointing to me. They're all these beautiful, elegant land mermaids that I hung out with are Taylor Swift fans, like live and breathe Swifties. My question was, this is something I know. So I'm like, Swifties gotta know.
See
this.
If I know. I'm a pretty big Taylor Swift fan too.
Where was she born?
Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Isn't she from Pennsylvania?
Yes.
So no one knew that?
They're like Tennessee.
No.
No.
Taylor is not from Tennessee.
She was born in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, she's not like.
I know that.
She moved to Tennessee to try to make it in music.
She has that song that like specifically says where she's from.
I know she grew up on a tree farm, a Christmas
tree
farm.
We were both young in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah, those are the lyrics to that,
That's the only Taylor Swift song I know.
Yeah. We were both young in Pennsylvania.
That's the song.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
I was shocked that they didn't know that.
Yeah.
You knew.
I
knew.
I mean, I like Taylor Swift. I wouldn't necessarily call myself a Swiftie. Like, I'm not like one of those diehard, like, I'm not going to her concert.
Like all going to the concert. They've been to like multiple Taylor Swift shows.
I tried to get tickets, but I didn't. And you know what? I'm fine with not being able to go.
You know where she's from.
But I know, yeah. Uh-huh. Pennsylvania on the Christmas tree farm. That's, I mean, that's the extent of my knowledge, but crazy. Was that one of your questions?
That was one of my questions.
That they got wrong?
They got it wrong.
Okay, so how else does this work then with the questions?
So it's just like trivia. Like we all wrote like 5 trivia questions and then like you picked them out of the thing. And then
you pick your gift.
Yeah, when you get one right, then you pick one. And then it got down to like a bunch of us had 3 gifts and there were like 3 of the people only had 2 gifts. So then like they were the only ones answering the questions until they got it.
Gotcha.
It was great. It was really fun. And I think that we should do it.
We should do it.
Yeah, it was really fun. We love a theme party.
We do love a theme party.
We do.
Do you like the things that you got? Have they become your favorite things?
I like a lot of them. One person gave away, she has chickens, and she gave away farm fresh eggs. And I like.
So, like, you can taste the difference.
It's absolutely so different.
Taste the difference.
It's so different.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got some fun stuff. I got like some stickies. I got some, what else did I get? Oh, I got like these really good like bath bomb things that I fucking love.
You got pretty Tupperware too.
I did. I got a pink Tupperware.
It was really pretty.
She's beautiful.
She's good.
She's gorgeous, honey.
Gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. Gorgeous. Yeah, so it was really fun. But no one knew my fucking answers to my questions. And I felt so stupid. I was like, how does no one know these things? The blood one? Okay, fine.
The blood one's a little.
No one picked that one, to be fair, though. And one person asked, what is hair made of? Keratin.
I didn't know that.
I knew that one.
Fuck. I mean, I know like you have like keratin treatments and I use like a keratin leave-in conditioner.
Another person was like, how many teeth does a human have?
No idea.
32.
I was going to say 36.
That's pretty good.
Do your molars count? Because I still have mine.
Yeah, that's with it, I think.
With it? I was going to say, because then I would have it. 42, right?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just a bone person. I don't fucking know. But I don't know. I felt kind of stupid.
My forte in trivia is always movies and television. So,
yeah.
It's actually funny. Me and my friends, we used to play trivia, like bar trivia.
We should do that.
And so my one friend, she's very sciencey, very math brained. Like that's her, right? So she always got the science and math questions. I am a popular culture,
pop
TV,
culture,
movie, music aficionado. So that was always mine. my section. And then my other friend, she's like a huge reader, was like an English major. So all of like the novel and like writing questions were her. And then my other friend used to work in hospitality. So like all of the random and she's also just like the friend who just knows the most random shit ever. Oh, and sports too. She's
she's a sports guy.
Specifically hockey. But so her thing was like the sports and like all like the other random shit. And like together as a team, we just like slayed.
I want to play trivia.
It's fun.
Let's do trivia night.
We should. I'm sure there's a bar around here we can go to. We got to find a home-based bar because the one we currently go to is...
We can't go to there anymore.
We don't want it.
We don't want to do that anymore.
We don't want any more townie bars. We can be townie. We can go to a townie bar in the next town over, but I don't want to be
I don't regular want at the townie bars.
Yeah, it are in our...
We got to not do that.
Speaking of townie bars...
Give it to me.
You like that transition?
It's a good segue. It's a good segue.
There's like rumors that there might be a serial killer in Chicago.
Oh.
Killing men.
My horse's chiropractor was just talking to me about this.
Yeah. So I saw this an article about it, and it was like, why is nobody talking about this? Several bodies of
a
men
lot.
From like ages, what, like 25 to like 35 have been found in the Chicago River.
Yep.
And just like nobody knows. Like they, it's always like... And that specific neighborhoods too, like River North is one of them. Mm-hmm. Like they just like go out with their friends and then they like are walking home, but then they never make it home. And then someone reports them missing. And then like the next couple of days, they're just found in the Chicago River.
Yeah. It's giving Gacy.
It is. But then there's like, they're not, nothing's stolen from them. There's no like.
Yeah. But it's
wounds.
Like this. And they're saying, oh, it's a coincidence or whatever. But it like they kind of all fit the same demographic.
It's like the profile. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of creepy.
Yeah. It's so funny because like I feel like most women around our age are like, we like true crime is what we do.
We like true crime because we like to like, I was actually had this conversation with somebody. I watch true crime so I can protect myself as a woman.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. Like you close your curtains at a certain time so you don't want people looking in your house.
You always lock that fucking door because if you don't, you're. Honestly asking for it
or like one of my friends will put it's not like a dummy but she puts like a t-shirt with a pillow in in her house and leaves the light on
that's awesome
so that it seems like someone's home because she lives
like
in,
sitting
in
a chair
in the couch at the couch
that's
and like leaves the TV on
that's amazing
it's pretty funny I mean there was a shooting by our house like 2 weeks ago so Ooh.
Yeah,
yes.
That's fucking well. Yeah, and if you live in the city too, it's like you never know. Even if you're in the best neighborhood in Chicago, shit.
Oh yeah, I mean everywhere. This whole country, we love a gun.
We love them.
We
don't, but
I mean we don't. But
yeah, so
the royal we.
That's so funny. It was a shirt on a pillow, sitting in a chair.
Isn't that amazing?
We should honestly do that too.
It's home aloneing.
Home aloneing.
You're home aloneing.
We do have two cardboard cutouts that are standing right over there.
None of them are Michael Jackson or Michael Jordan, though.
But no one's going to fuck with Dale Cooper.
Dale Cooper. That's true. Coop's in the house.
I mean, Edward probably, but not Agent
Cooper.
He's
impossibly fast and strong.
But Agent Cooper has been to the Black Lodge.
He just got back.
Wouldn't fuck with that.
I wouldn't. Speaking of the Black Lodge, I was looking. we're really good at segues today.
These segues are amazing.
5 minutes.
Woo!
Boo! All right. That was a weird high five. Sorry, I made you do that.
Side high five.
Sorry. So speaking of the Black Lodge.
Yeah.
I started doing research for History of Tarot episode.
Oh.
Spoiler. Up and coming. Here she comes. And I went down a rabbit hole of looking at all of like the cool tarot decks that there are now.
Oh my God, there are so many.
Okay.
Just name one thing and there's a tarot deck of it.
There's a pasta one.
Pasta.
It's different pastas. There's a gummy bear one, which I want because
you
know,
that's got you written all over
it. I'm a gummy guy. There's a Sailor Moon one.
Ooh, that's also very you.
Yeah. There's a Garbage Pail Kid one that one of our friends, Katie Webb, uses.
Yeah, I was gonna say I've seen that one.
It's like $17. Think I'm gonna buy it because you know us, we love Garbage Pail Kids.
We do.
Up with Garbage Pail Kids, down with Cabbage Patch Kids. This is an anti-Cabbage Patch Kid podcast.
Nope.
Absolutely not. And I decided that my dream tarot deck would be like little puppies and kitties and like maybe like cute baby ducks or something.
So just like animals?
Like cute
baby
like,
animals.
Yeah, like cute little babies.
I don't know what mine would be.
You can think about it and let us know.
Like horror movies. Oh.
there's got to be one
horror
of those.
Villains.
That would be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Carrie's got to be like the high priestess.
Oh, that would be so sick. It'd
be so cool, right?
That's so weird. Huh. Yeah, this is really cool. So I thought that was really neat. And basically, instead of doing actual research for the show, I just looked at tarot decks for approximately 3 hours added a bunch of them to a cart and then was like, I don't need these.
Where are you? Is there a site that you're buying them on or just Amazon?
I was looking on Amazon. I looked on Etsy. Etsy has a lot of cool ones.
Oh, yeah. Etsy does have a lot of.
People make a lot of cool ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I thought that was super neat. And that'll come to your ear holes in the next month or two. Yeah. After
we got a couple of things coming up for you guys.
We got a couple things. You have anything else on your list?
We can just continue with yours.
Oh, okay. Look at who's this guy? Who's this guy?
Oh, wait. I do have one thing.
Oh, what?
You know how Cinemark movie theaters were selling the Scream popcorn thing? Okay, so obviously I need it.
Obviously.
If there's one thing that I need in life, it's that.
Obviously.
So I was like Googling where Cinemark theaters were by us, and there's one like kind of in the city. There's one like super up north. There's nothing like close to us. Mm-hmm. So I was going to go to the one up north and see Avatar because like I got to see Avatar in theaters and it's like going to come out of theaters soon and I'm probably not going to get whatever.
You only watch it in theaters.
It's only,
you get the biggest popcorn and the biggest ice you can because it is three hours long.
Yeah. Well, so I was going to do that and go see Avatar and get the bucket. And I'm looking on their website and they're like, we're not selling the Scream bucket anymore. So if you want to buy it, and this is literally the stupidest marketing tactic I think I've ever heard of any company ever. Mm-hmm. So I was actually going to go out of my way to go to Cinemark Theater to see a movie that I really probably wasn't going to see anyways, just so I could get this stupid tub that I wanted, right?
Yeah.
They're not selling them in theaters anymore. You can order them online.
This is...
And they will ship to your house. And if you bring them to the theater to get filled with popcorn, they will refuse to do it.
Why?
Because I don't know. I was trying to look up online like what the issue was. Because some people did buy them in theaters.
Yeah, they were selling them in theaters.
And I think that they just went... Like, they just completely sold out of them.
Because they sold them... 2 months before the movie came out.
Exactly. So they, I don't understand. But that's the thing. It's like, if they had enough to fill the theaters with, like, it totally would have been a great marketing strategy. Everyone, I was going to go to the movies just to buy one from the movies. But now I have to pay, I think they're like $19.99 with shipping. I think it was like $24.95 or something to get it shipped. So obviously I ordered one because duh. But, like, you just missed out on a movie ticket from me, definitely an icy, definitely a bucket of popcorn that I would have bought just, like, in addition.
Like $60 right there.
Yeah, in addition to just buying that $20 tub.
Mm-hmm.
This is so stupid. I mean, I guess it's good for me because I just got to do it online and they're just, like, going to ship it to me.
And you just, like, want it anyways. And it's, like, no popcorn.
But, like, people were selling them on eBay for, like, $50 and
shit. Okay, so I'm looking at eBay right now. First of all, this photo was taken in a movie theater, which leads me to believe that the people that work at this movie theater are stealing these and selling them online for $269.
Well, you can buy them online. There's, like, they're not going out of stock. You can buy them online. Cinemark. If you go to Cinemark's website, they're $19.99.
And why are people buying these for $110?
No, are they? Are people? Because it's stupid if they are. Do not buy a Scream head tub on eBay. Go to the Cinemark website. You can order one.
Look, they sold 5 of these for $190.
That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life. What are the little ones?
This is soda. This is popcorn. And then this is like a plushie.
Oh. Yeah, no, the popcorn one is the best one. But... Yeah, that's stupid. Don't buy that on eBay. Don't feed into these people and their scams.
No, that's like Depop sellers. Are like
Cinemark sells them for $19.99, and I guess you can just fucking make your own popcorn and put it in the head because they will refuse. It like specifically said, do not bring them to the theater because we will not fill them with popcorn.
That's so weird.
Which is another stupid thing. If you're selling them online, at least let people come to the theater and be like, oh yeah, sure, we'll fill them for $10 or something.
You should get like a free popcorn with it.
Yeah.
Like you should, like they should fill it for free one
but
time.
Not, but even if they didn't, like I still would be like, oh yeah, sure. $10 to fill this thing. Cool. Yeah. Free refills.
Oh, fully.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Like they just, the whole way they handled it was just kind of stupid.
I guess now it won't get greasy though. You don't have to put popcorn in it.
It's true. That's very true. It could just be a collector's item, but I kind of want to eat popcorn out of his head. That's the whole fun of it.
Take it. Take it there and put the popcorn in it.
I will buy it and then, yeah, put it in. I mean, they're not going to say anything about that. Sneak I guess they it. Just won't physically do it for you. Maybe they can't price it. I don't know.
Hey, you can't do that. Hey, what are you
watch
doing?
Watch me.
I want to go see a movie. Man, I have that. I think I have that on my list here. Oh, yeah, here. I want to see a movie so bad. It's on my list.
You want to see a movie so bad?
Yeah, I want to see. I haven't been in the theaters. Well, I there's went only, on Christmas yeah. to see Avatar.
I was going
to
say, there's really not anything in theaters besides Avatar and Cocaine Bear.
There's, yeah, I don't really care to see.
I think Cocaine Bear looks fun.
It looks fun. It's got terrible reviews.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
I would see it. I would see literally any movie. But I want to see, it's called We Have a Ghost. It's coming out.
That's
have you
on
seen
Netflix.
Those? Is it?
Yeah, it's streaming on Netflix.
It's out?
Right now. Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. Then I'm not going to theaters.
No, why would you? Is it in theaters?
I don't know.
It's on Netflix. It came out on Friday. Oh. I meant to watch it, but I watched Megan, which is on Peacock. It came out on Peacock on Friday.
Did it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's fun.
Yeah. I'm not an Allison Williams enthusiast.
She's
fine.
Fine.
She's fine.
I predicted from the very first beginning how it was going to end, and it ended exactly how I said it was going to.
Nicole has a superpower.
I do.
She will watch about 4 seconds of the movie
uh-huh.
and go, oh, they're the same guy when she's watching Fight Club. And then someone's like, no, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, no, the narrator and Tyler, they're the same person.
It's just, I don't know. I just watch a lot of movies. I can just guess the plots.
Yeah. She's amazing. She just guesses all of it every time.
Yeah. So don't watch a movie with me if you don't want me to spoil it for you without me knowing I'm spoiling it.
I personally love spoilers.
She does.
And I love watching movies with you because you don't mind if I'm like, oh my God, do you think that's that? And you're like, yeah, totally. Or like, no, you dumb bitch. It's not that. It's this. And I'm like, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun. It was a fun movie. The whole dance part, like I would give it 3 out of 5 stars just for the dancing scene.
Well, Megan's she's a gay icon now because of that dance.
She is. That video. Yeah. But like we all know that the superior killer doll is Chucky and forever will be. So like don't even try to fuck with that.
Who do you think would win in a fight?
Megan or Chucky?
Chucky.
Chucky.
Honestly, Chucky. Who do you think would win in a fight between Chucky, Annabelle, and Megan?
Chucky.
Who do you think would win in a fight between Annabelle and Megan?
Megan.
Because she's an animatronic doll.
Yeah, ghosts can't really do anything. Although there was, it's this pretty funny part of this movie, which kind of a lot of plot holes. There's a lot of plot holes in this
is
movie.
This a, should we do a spoiler alert?
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Megan, fast forward 2 minutes.
It's not that big of a spoiler alert, but there's one point where she gets like water on her and like sort of malfunctions.
Okay,
I'm like, so you're selling and the doll, they're selling this doll for like $10,000 for like kids.
But she's not
but she's not waterproof.
My Apple Watch is waterproof.
Right. Like it's marketed towards children, so you know they're gonna spill shit.
No,
all
children
over
don't
it.
Spill.
And it's like in the one scene she like gets like water splash on her and it's like and I'm like, really? That's a thing that okay, whatever.
Okay, so she's no better than the aliens from Signs.
No, she basically is the alien.
Swing away, Meryl. And Meryl could have fucking killed Megan immediately.
Yeah, he could have. He definitely could have.
Who do you think would win in a fight, Megan or Meryl?
Meryl.
Meryl.
If he's got a bat, Meryl, I'm going Meryl.
Meryl has bat and his glasses of water.
Meryl. But only if he's in a room with several glasses of water surrounding him and he's also holding a bat.
Well, she can only take one sip because it tastes funny.
Yeah, it's contaminated.
It's contaminated. I get it, man. Speaking of contamination, because we're going to keep doing this, and haunty stuff, we are going to the Strange Escapes in
Waverly Hills
in May of this year.
May 11th to the 14th.
So if anyone is going that's listening to this by chance, reach out to us, DM us on the social medias. We're at Quite Unusual Pod on all the platforms, or you can reach out to us at quiteunusualpod@gmail.com. Let us know if you're going and we'll hang out. We'll meet up. We'll make out, hold hands, high five, whatever you want to do. Let's go.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
We're just going to be friends.
But yeah, we want to meet I want to meet some people if you guys are also going. We could be weird, spooky friends. I have another horror movie recommendation.
Oh, lay it on me.
Also from Peacock. Mm-hmm. It's called Sick.
Oh, okay. That's supposed to be good.
So good.
Is it? What's that other one that starts with an H?
I don't know. The Spanish one that just came out. It's like
Huerza or something.
So Six, it's like a COVID, it's like a pandemic horror movie.
Okay.
And it's about two girls and they go to this cabin and then they get stalked by like this slasher killer guy. Okay. And it's really good.
It sounds good. It's on Peacock?
I recommend. Okay. Yes, it's on Peacock.
Okay. Can I borrow your Peacock login? I'll pay you 69 cents. Movie?
69 cents per thing that you watch, please.
Yes, ma'am. I will do that for you. No problem. Thank you.
She actually did that once. She Venmo'd me 69 cents to use my Shudder.
For a wounded fawn.
And I didn't accept it for the longest time. And then you paid me for something else and it wouldn't let me take it out. And I was like, fuck. So I had to accept it. But there was just 69 cents in my Venmo balance for like months. Yeah. And every time I'd go in there, I'd be like,
nice. Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty good. We're going to talk about my road rage story from the Hodag. Should we talk about that here or should we keep that for...
Talk about it here because you said you were going to talk about it. That's actually on my list. Yeah. Your Rhinelander story. Yeah.
Okay. So I have a story.
If you guys haven't listened to the Hodag episode, you should listen to
it. Pretty good. Yeah. We're Hodag hoes is what we are.
Hoes for Hodag.
Hoes for the Hodag. That's what we are. So... I drove through Rhinelander. I was just a baby. I was so young. Maybe like 16, 17.
Oh my God. I was like, where are you going with this? I thought you sat on the statue. Did your mom like put as a newborn infant?
I like fell off and got like a contusion in my brain. And like, yeah.
That's why you have ADHD.
That's what this flat. Okay. Well, ableist. This is a hate crime. I'm being hate crime on the radio for
kidding,
now.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. I don't know. I just said something.
You just picked one.
I did. Yeah. Okay. So,
excellent.
Oh, so, excellent. I hate crime. So I was like 16 or 17 or something, I think. And my mom and I were driving my little brother to BMX camp.
Sounds dope as fuck.
It was fucking rad.
Man, I want to go to BMX camp.
I'm afraid of bikes. So.
I remember watching, like, remember that show Made on MTV?
No, I didn't have cable.
Oh, yeah, you didn't. No. Well, one time they came to our high school and everyone said it was a prank.
Did they?
Yeah, like everyone said it was a prank. And so nobody like auditioned for it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because there was a rumor that it was a senior prank. So like nobody wanted to do
it. I would have fucking auditioned.
I wanted to do it because I wanted to be a BMX. I wanted to learn how to BMX.
I'm from a BMX family.
Yeah, dude, you could have. I don't know. Yeah, but anyways, Carrie Ann, I didn't mean to interrupt your story. But
what?
Yeah, I like that's one of my main regrets in life is not auditioning for Made on MTV.
I didn't know that even happened.
Yes,
I wasn't.
We were juniors, I think.
I wasn't cool and didn't have friends.
And
so
yeah, they were.
I had no idea.
They were there, and everyone was like, "Don't do it! It's a senior prank." And I was like, so everyone thought that they were going to be like videoing you, and you'd like do your interview, and then they'd like. Put it on the TVs in the cafeteria.
I wouldn't even care.
And everyone would like laugh at you.
Go ahead. Laugh at me.
My video, remember when I did that interview as a Twilight fanatic?
Yeah.
And they put it on the cafeteria.
Yeah. That was good. Well, I used to get interviewed for that all the time. Remember that little show that came around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't have mattered, but like, I don't know. But anyways, carry on with your story.
That would have been so sick, dude. So we're going to BMX camp, right? And it's in like northern Wisconsin. So obviously I went with my mommy and my little brother and we like road tripped it girls and boy style. So we dropped him off and then we were driving back and it was like, I think it was like 7 hours away or something. It was kind of far. So we stopped.
Approximately for the geography.
Elsie.
People. Fucking asshole. I would like to know.
Yeah, this is a geography podcast.
Just kidding.
I actually don't remember where the camp was, but I remember it being like, it was like 7-ish hours away. Okay. It was kind of far. So we stopped at a gas station, as one does, and we got snackies, right? So we got a loaf of bread for some reason. We got like a bunch of like weird.
Were you making sandwiches?
We did. We had peanut butter, so we were eating like peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh, like a little road trip snack.
Yeah, we were just like snacking it up, you know?
Snacking it up
on the snacky snack snack show.
On the snacky snack road trip.
That's what we were doing. And I remember we had like this entire loaf of bread. I'm like, I'm going to throw some of this bread out the window, like to like feed the little critters on the side of the road. We're in the middle of nowhere, northern Wisconsin. Okay. It's like we're in, I think, like the Nicolet National Forest. Like it is just trees on either side of us.
Yeah.
There is no one around.
Okay.
So I roll the window down and I throw out a piece of bread.
Mm-hmm.
And I throw out another piece of bread and like another one. I'm like, oh, that was fun, whatever. And as I throw out the last one, this car, like a little sports car, comes out of fucking nowhere. Like it had to be going like over 100 miles per hour. And it like zips up behind us. A piece of bread goes in their moonroof. It's open. Their sunroof is open. A piece of bread flies out. Like, I was like, tap hazardly was like, here you go, Bears.
It went through their sunroof.
It went zoop right through their fucking sunroof. Okay.
You freaking Ron Burgundy them, Burgundied them with a piece of bread instead of a burrito.
I did that. I Ron Burgundy.
Did they like,
yeah, I was singing.
Out of control.
I was singing, you are my little gentleman. I'll take you to foggy London town. And I threw it out the window and it went into their fucking sunroof.
Oh my God.
And they road raged us. My mom was so mad. Shout out to Lily if you're listening, babe.
That's the funniest story I've heard.
If a piece of bread threw, like, flew through my moonroof, is this a sunroof or a moonroof?
I call it a sunroof.
Sunroof. I don't know why I'm doing that.
Moonroof. I mean, I guess it could be either.
Whatever. A fucking glass hole in the roof of their car that was open.
Yes.
So if bread came through mine, I would just laugh.
I would, yeah.
So hard.
It'd be so funny.
What a funny story. Instead, they decided to hate crime us and road rage us.
Oh, my God.
And they were, like, tailing my mom. And we're in, like, a tan minivan, okay?
She's got two young kids with her. She's
one,
like,
just me.
What?
It was just me.
Oh, you had already dropped off your brother?
And my mom's like, okay, I guess we're going to have to fight this grown man. Like, here we go. And I'm like, let's fucking go.
Over
I'm fucking
ready. Bread.
Yeah, and I'm, like, in, like, my full goth phase. And I have, like, spiked hair and, like, eyeliner for a road trip. And I'm like, I, like, fucking kill a man because I don't have anything to lose. And, you know, whatever.
Yeah, like as one does.
Yeah, it was like full Lydia Deetz. Okay.
Teenage rage.
That was me. I was angsting it up.
Teenage dirtbag. You were just a teenage dirtbag.
My name is Noelle.
It is.
So he like road raged the fuck out of us. And my mom was like scared, but she was like, you know what? Fuck this fucking guy. And she like tapped on the brakes.
She brake checked him.
Made it worse. He decided he was going to drive up next to us on the scary two-lane road. And he's like yelling and like swerve, like in and out. Like there's no other cars. Okay. It's like just the two of us. And we get to a red light, maybe like 20 miles. It takes us to like get anywhere. He pulls up next to us, eyes forward. Doesn't look at us.
He just pretended like it didn't happen.
Doesn't fucking look at us. Doesn't. Nothing. And we're looking over. We're like, what's this motherfucker gonna do, right? Like we're at a fucking red light. It's like just us.
He was just pretending and he was like, oh, hi. I hope you guys have a good day.
Neither of us had cell phones. Fun fact about me, I did not get a cell phone until I think I was 19.
Yeah, it was really, really difficult trying to get her. I had to call her fucking house. It's like I don't want to do this.
That's why I didn't have friends. So
it's Noelle there.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm calling your house between the hours of 5 and 5:15. Please answer. Make sure no one's there.
Yeah. And I would like try to get the phone every time and my fucking dad would get it and he would be like, Krupa residence. Like, Jim, stop it. Stop what you're doing right now.
Oh,
is
no
Noelle
cell
here? I don't know. I'm like, Dad, give me the phone. Dad, just let me talk to the phone. He's like, what's Nicole?
Nicole? No, knowing your dad now, like I would just pee my pants laughing. But back then I was probably like, is this the wrong number?
It's fucking scary to call someone's house.
It is really scary.
And it was like fucking 2008.
Yes, it was.
There was no reason to be doing this. I just didn't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
So anyways, so we didn't have cell phones and we're like, fuck, like what are we going to do? Like if this guy like starts shit, like my mom's like, I'm just going to fucking run the red light and like we're going to take our chances and like go.
I mean, because you're two women and who knows? He could have a gun. He was in Wisconsin.
He was road raging us for fucking 20 miles over a slice of bread. And he just eyes forward, did not pay attention to us. He was like, we didn't exist. And we were both like,
You do that thing where you want to look over, but like you don't want to make it obvious. So you're like,
yeah. And he was like, just did not look at us or anything the entire time.
Wow.
And
that was it? That and then we drove off and
he went left. We continued on.
He continued on his day.
Yep.
And I bet you he got home like to his wife that day and he's like, you know what? You'll never believe what happened to me today,
Susan.
Yeah, like,
it was like some fun story. We were terrified.
Of me.
We were so scared that this man was going to like murder us or something.
People get so angry in the car.
Oh man, Nicole and I were talking about road rage yesterday.
I don't know.
Fuck.
I have a story. I think I'm going to save it for the after dark part. But yeah. I actually have two stories. Maybe I will tell one of them. But people just get so... I don't know what
scary.
It is. What it is about the car. Yeah. Men especially. Men, you need to stop road raging.
Boys.
Stop road raging women, okay?
Boys.
It's not nice.
Don't do it.
Especially,
do the road rage.
I got road raged when I was like 16 years old by like a 45-year-old man.
Yeah. You know what? If you guys,
and it was terrifying.
If you guys have any road rage stories, maybe you road raged someone, maybe you got road raged. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't even have to be your story. Mm. I don't give a shit. Fucking make something up. Whatever. Send it in because I want to read them. I want to read all your road rage stories. Send it to quiteunusualpod@gmail.com and we will we'll read your road rage stories.
I have a fun one. I have a funny one to talk about though. So when I was in... When I was younger, I was in dance and I was in this company, this dance company, and we were driving down south because we were performing at the Illinois State Fair.
Okay.
So we rented this like bus and my dance teachers like drove behind or like they drove ahead or they, for whatever reason, they weren't in this bus. There was this like driver that they hired. So it was the driver and then it was a bunch of like young girls, probably between the ages of like 13 to 16.
Okay.
So great. We're having a good time. And our dance teachers weren't there. So there really like wasn't any supervision besides like the bus driver. And he didn't give a shit. He's like, all I need to do is like take these fuckers to the state fair and that's it. So we were playing this game. Like somebody had Kleenex in there. When this is super dangerous. Looking back on it, shouldn't have done that. Somebody had like a box Kleenex.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it was really funny to like throw the Kleenex out the window and watch the wind take it and look at how like how it was going and whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Like a slice of bread.
Like a slice of bread.
Yeah.
A less biodegradable slice of bread. So we were doing it to the cars behind us and we realized that like it would like end up on their windshield.
Oh my God.
And we thought it was funny, so we just kept on doing it. And we like had this game where we just wanted the lane to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, nobody can be in our lane. So we were just like whipping Kleenex out of our window and it would like get stuck to the person's window, but then they'd do like their windshield wipers and then they would move out of the lane because obviously, and like what are they going to do, road rage an entire bus full of children? Like you can't really
little
do
girls
that.
Are feral, so no.
So so we basically just like we road raged everyone else on the road that day.
That's nice.
It was really fun.
That's
though.
Nice. You know what? That's equality.
No,
that's feminism.
No one got into an accident.
That's feminism. That's equality in action. Ladies can road rage too.
13-year-old girls were road raging.
I would fuck with a
instead
bus
of grown
full of 13-year-old girls.
I don't think anyone would. No.
Terrifying.
Very, very scary.
Terrifying. That's good. Send us your road rage stories, and then we have some fun ones that we're gonna tell on the unscripted
after dark.
I like how we said it. Like
I know.
That.
Wait, do it again.
Unscripted.
After dark.
That was really good. That was really nice. I really liked that.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Speaking of after dark.
After dark.
Is that a good segue?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how we segue on these now. Good. From now on, that's how we do it.
Speaking of that, I have another thing to talk about that's completely related.
Yeah, I can tell by the segue that you carefully crafted to transition to what you're saying now.
Thank you. I actually have a lot of other things to talk about. Is that cool? Are we good?
Mm-hmm.
We have four more things to talk about. Five more things.
Wow. So many things.
So many things. I never do this much work. Okay. So I have an article from Vice. This is a little older because obviously the Grammys were at the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say that we are in the midst of another satanic panic. This is a Vice article. The title is "The Christian Right is Having a Meltdown Over the Satanic Grammys."
Why is it that anytime anyone does like a music performance ever, the like Christian right is always like, that means Satan. Did you see what they were wearing? That's a symbol of Satan.
The Christian right is in a tailspin over the Grammys awards because Sam Smith and Kim Petras, their fiery performance and Pfizer sponsorships.
Wait, I'm sorry. They were sponsored by Pfizer?
The Grammys were.
Oh, okay. Not their performance.
No, no, no.
They weren't
no.
like...
Yeah. No, okay, but cool. If you guys saw it, it was fucking sick, dude. First off, I love Kim Petras. I love Sam Smith.
Yeah, I love Kim Petras.
They're both amazing. They were wearing like red leather and there were like flames and like they had like devil horns on. It was
because
sick.
Their song is called Unholy.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. Well, they're like, this is ridiculous. They're selling Satan or some shit. And like they were just fucking freaking out. Like all these Christians are like, this is ridiculous. Why are my children watching this?
Then don't watch the Grammys.
Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene, a person who I personally think is just a trash person.
She is. She's a trash person.
She says, American Christians need to get to work. The Grammys featured Sam Smith's demonic performance and was sponsored by Pfizer. Because, you know, she didn't believe in COVID until she bought...
stock in the vaccines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're just all freaking out about all this shit, which I think is amazing.
Well, didn't the one Super Bowl where it was like Shakira, who else was it? Shakira and someone else.
Look how fucking cool they look.
They look dope as hell.
They're like, where it's so cool. It's like goth and like red and like look amazing. Anyways, Shakira.
The one Super Bowl, I think it was like two or three Super Bowls ago. It was like Shakira and someone, I can't
J-Lo?
Remember. J-Lo. Yes. Shakira and J-Lo. They're like... their dancers came out and apparently they were in like this formation that the Christian, like radical Christian people were like, that's a symbol of Satan. And like, watch what you show your kids on TV because they're Satan worshipers. Like, can no kids gonna watch that and be like, yes, Satan, I want to follow him.
Yes. Yeah. They're gonna, and Illuminati rumors is what I'm seeing. Okay, cool. That's great. They also said it was
performance.
Yeah, they said it was softcore porn and a horrible embarrassment, and it's satanic.
Yeah, and I'm sure like with Rihanna, they like had an issue with that because she was pregnant. They were probably like, a woman shouldn't be performing on stage while she's pregnant. It's like you can't win with them. So.
You can't. No, you absolutely cannot.
No.
No. Hail Satan, the Satanists battling for religious freedom. Okay, I love that. Wait, that's a good thing. We like them.
Yeah, like we like Satanists. Sorry. We like them.
I was just being mad, and I just read an article out of hatred and anger. But we love Satanists.
We do.
Yes, I got fired for being a Satanist, so I'm pro Satanist at this house. Okay, this is very important to me, but only for the article. And I don't know who else is just incredibly online like I am and can quote tweets that have happened in the past. But
can't say that I can.
Some of you will get this. So there was a meteor. I don't know if you heard this. There was a meteor that hit Texas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You saw like the TikTok videos of it and stuff?
Not the TikTok videos. I just heard about it.
Well, there's a cool video I have here. If you want to listen to it really quick, you can hear it hit the ground.
Ooh, put your mic by it. Maybe we can hear it.
Let's see. You just hear it hit the ground.
Oh, it's just like a boom. That was it?
That was it. You just like hear the
meteor. It sounded like a sack of potato, like somebody dropped a sack of potatoes.
Well, it was a fucking meteor. Okay.
Okay. Didn't mean to offend you.
You're hate criming again. This is meteor.
Against meteors.
Meteors are people too.
Maybe.
So the Jerusalem Post, this is what I actually care about. Like, oh, cool, a meteor. I don't give a shit, to be honest. I don't care. But what I care about is the Jerusalem Post had an article titled Corgi-sized meteor as heavy as four baby elephants hits Texas.
We're measuring meteors by the size of dogs now.
And baby elephants.
I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong.
Corgi-sized meteor as heavy as four baby elephants.
That's a pretty heavy meteor for that size.
I don't know how much a baby elephant weighs. Do you?
Aren't they? They're like a couple tons.
No.
1.5 gallons.
You might be right, actually. Baby
1 to 1.5 gallons of blood?
1.2. Let's see. Oh, shit. 250 pounds.
Aww.
Oh, look at these little guys. All right, we got to stop because we're just going to look at baby elephants all day.
Yeah. Okay, like 4 times pounds. 250?
1,000 pounds. But the size of a corgi. Which, how big is a corgi?
So small.
How big?
So small for that weight.
Corgi.
Corgis, I would say, usually weigh around like 40 pounds.
They're
25
pounds. They're approximately 10 to 12 inches tall.
Was it shaped like a corgi? I'm just confused as to why they're using that as like a metric of measurement.
Nobody knows. But do you remember?
Nobody knows.
Do you remember the tweet that was like a large boulder the size of a small boulder is blocking this road?
No.
I'm obsessed with
this. I don't live on Twitter. I don't know how to work it.
It's so funny. It was like, I don't know. It just reminded me of it because it's like a corgi sized meteor, the weight of four baby elephants. Like, why did that happen?
Just be like a meteor in ranging in the size of blank to blank,
like
weighing
like 1 to 2
up
feet.
To oh, 1,000 pounds.
Right? Like, so this is a, I'm just reading tweets on the radio. This tweet from, this was actually last year. It happened about a year ago now. So happy anniversary to that. Large boulder the size of a small boulder is completely blocking eastbound lane 145. Use caution.
Scientific, right there.
Large boulder the size of a small boulder. I just like how
scientific assessment.
America finds a way to never ever use any measurement that is metric. We're just like, we're not doing it. We'll weigh things in baby elephants. We'll measure large boulders and small boulders.
And even corgis.
How many corgis is this?
How many corgis long is that?
How many corgis tall is Joe Biden? That's what I want to know.
3.5.
They're 10 inches tall, Nicole. Joe Biden's the shortest, oldest president.
I thought you were measuring the other way. Like when they're standing on their legs.
He can be. Like up? Okay. Oh, you know what? Yeah. If a corgi's standing on his hind legs, Joe Biden's probably 3 corgis tall.
Or like 2.5.
Yeah.
You know?
But if like if you stack a corgi, I'm going to say he's 7 corgis tall.
Oh, no. I would say like 10 at least.
10 corgis tall?
10 corgis.
He's 100 How inches many tall. Corgis?
He's
100 inches tall. What is 100 divided by 12?
I don't know. How many inches are in a foot?
12.
I knew that.
Anyways, okay, scientists find meteorite in Texas from fireball that explodes with the force of 8 tons of TNT. It was traveling around 27,000 miles per hour, or the speed of approximately 25,000 water moccasins. I made that part up.
Honestly, I would believe it if you hadn't said that. If I would believe it were actually a part of that article.
Thank you.
Even if you hadn't said that.
This is an actual scientific article. So it says that it's about 1,000 pounds and it's approximately 12 to 13 inches, 2 feet across.
Mm.
Or the size of 1 corgi. Mm. So
A single corgi.
I'm
gonna start measuring everything like that.
In corgis?
It's about a half corgi. Yeah.
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 How long does it take you to get there? As long as a corgi walking 7 elephants long.
How many miles is that? I'm not sure in miles, but I would say it's about 350 corgis long.
Yeah, approximately.
Approximately. That's how we should start measuring how far away places are, so then people can't get mad at us, because no one knows how long a corgi actually really is. So they can't call us out for being wrong for how far away something is.
No one has ever known the length of a corgi.
Not a one.
They're all variables. They're all different.
Yeah.
Sometimes their butts are a little bit fluffier, so it adds an inch or two.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
We're talking a shaved corgi. We're talking a grown-up corgi.
It's all in the details of the corgi.
Is this the runt of the litter?
It could be.
We don't know.
You don't know.
Nobody knows.
So, it could be a freakishly large corgi.
It could be a large corgi the size of a small corgi.
You never know.
The world may never know.
Mm.
No. I have 2 more things and then something very, very important to talk about.
Let's go.
Okay. I'm obsessed with jumping spiders.
Yeah.
You know I'm a bug guy. You know I love a bug.
You showed me the video of the jumping spider guy.
I just asked Nicole if we could have a spider as a pet.
And I approved.
Can we call it Feather? I don't know. We have to see. We have to look into its eyes and tell what it is.
Feather.
Because they're little and hairy.
I feel like it needs a cooler name.
Okay, you can name the spider, but I get to...
If he's like a black and green one, he needs something super badass. But if he's like a little fluffy one...
Because the girls are tan, the boys are black.
We need a girl. This is a girl house.
The
only boy is Albus.
And, yeah.
So.
He likes it that way. He's the king of the castle.
He's got his own cage, so.
He does. He does.
Yeah, we should get a girl. I don't know what her name should be, though.
Like, I feel like we have to look into her eyes and like let her tell us what her name is.
Priscilla would be really cute.
Oh my God, Persephone?
I said Priscilla.
I know. And I didn't like it, so I changed it to Persephone.
Persephone? That just reminds me of.
What does it remind you of?
Persephone.
Yeah, as it should. I like Priscilla. Priscilla's pretty cute. I wonder if two girls can live together.
Maybe.
I feel like boys probably can't because boy animals are aggressive.
Well, she has them all in separate. There's this account. It's called, what, Tiana?
Tiana Bug Girl.
Tiana underscore Bug Lady, I think. Obsessed.
I'll put it on.
It's on Instagram.
Yeah.
And she's got like this whole, like, they're like acrylic, like see-through boxes or little huts. Cute. And each one houses a little jumping spider. And there's like this little, she's got like moss in there and like fake little trees and like a little like a tree house that they lay in. It's so cute.
So according to myjumpingspider.com, which is not a website I made up, it's real. Someone asks,
it's real, I'm looking at it.
Can I keep multiple jumping spiders together? Short answer is no. Jumping spiders are not social and will cannibalize each other.
Wow, that's so pretty metal.
Priscilla cannot have a friend that lives in the same house as her.
But what if I had one and they lived next to each other?
Oh, neighbors!
And the little houses, so she sells like their habitats too. Apparently she sells, Noelle said she sells them at like shows and stuff, actual bug.
Yeah, like swap meets. So I bet we could go. There's probably like one in like.
But she sells their little habitats and they're so cute. They're only like $40 too.
They're so cute.
So cute.
Should we get jumping spiders?
Yes.
Can we?
Twins.
Twins. Oh my God.
Mary-Kate and Ashley. Ah! What are another pair of famous twins?
Ah! Oh my God, yes!
Zach and Cody.
No, we don't want boys.
No, we don't want boys.
So they can be girls. Like,
what are another two girl twins? Famous girl twins.
Lindsay Lohan and Lindsay Lohan. From the Parent.
Lindsay and Lindsay.
Lindsay and Lindsay.
From the Parent Trap.
From the Parent Trap.
One of them has to be British, though.
Well, obviously.
Because...
obviously. One is British. One's British Lindsay. She's
oh my God.
It's Lindsay and Lindsay.
You know what we have to do?
What?
So we both have to get them. And
oh
then,
my God, I'm going
to
cry.
And then when I move out, I'm going to take the one and then you keep the other. And then we're not going to talk to each other for like years.
We have a picture.
But we're going to send them to camp.
We have a picture that we took next to each other on the Queen Mary.
But then we
rip it in half.
Yeah.
And then we put the halves in our in their cages.
And when they go to summer camp,
oh my God,
then they're going to realize that they're actually twins. And then there's going to be this whole plot where they try to get us to be friends again.
To move back in together. Oh my God. Are we going to get parent trapped by our spiders, Priscilla and Persephone?
Yes.
Oh my God, Priscilla and Persephone.
Kind of cute.
It is really
Priscilla
cute.
And Persephone Lindsay Lohan is their name. Their middle names are Lindsay and their last name is Lohan.
Yes.
The second and third.
Yes.
Depending on which one was born first.
Lindsay Priscilla Lohan and Lindsay Persephone Lohan.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's perfect.
It's
LPL.
LPL.
Those are our girls.
It's beautiful. So we're doing this. We just have to figure out where to buy jumping spiders.
There's got to be a place.
I'm sure there's like...
I think you can order them online.
Well, there's... I bought my snake at like a reptile swap and there was like... it was like a convention. Like there was just like a bunch of vendors there. I'm sure there's a similar thing for arachnids.
There has to be. I'm sure that people sell bugs and shit all the time.
They're so cute.
Yeah, for sure. Which is crazy because Nicole hates spiders. She's not a bug guy.
I do not like bugs.
Yeah. So,
but these ones are so cute though.
Oh my God, I want to get a tattoo of a jumping spider.
I'm not gonna hold it ever.
I'll hold yours.
I'll hold
yours so that they're friendly.
Really creeps me out.
I'll hold them so that they're friendly.
Okay.
And then they'll love people, and we'll feed them little treatsies. Mm-hmm. And then one day you can close your eyes, and I'll put it on your hand.
What if he like jumps on my face?
She's not going to jump. First off, it's going to be a girl, so she's going to be polite.
What if she jumps on my face?
She won't. Okay. They, like, wave. They're so fucking cute.
Okay. If you socialize her, then maybe I will
socialize her, and she will be very polite.
Okay.
You'll have the British one, so she'll be even more polite. Okay.
I want the British one.
Okay, well, then you have the American one. She's going to be rough and rowdy.
That's my girl.
She's going to jump on your face.
It's okay.
And play poker.
I want her to. I want her to play poker.
You want a poker-playing spider?
I want her favorite snack to be Oreos and peanut butter, too.
It's gonna be.
Good.
It's gonna be.
Good.
I found this article that said that spiders can regrow limbs. In this study, they started on sea spiders, but they do it on like other spiders as well, like land spiders, I guess, terrestrial spideys. So, oh, crabs can do this too. Oh no,
crabs don't.
Crabs. This says crabs can. Yeah, they can do it too. It's well documented that many types of arthropods, such as centipede spiders and other insects, can regrow. Are you freaking out now?
You said centipede. I don't like it.
Sorry, I forgot. They can regrow limbs after a loss. So, like, if a limb gets, like, ripped off, they regrow it.
Just like lizards with their tails. And hodags.
And hodags with their tails.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is all coming full circle. It's coming full circle. Yes, this is a hodag. We're experts on hodags now, actually.
We are.
So they can regrow their limbs. It says they amputated different hind limbs and posterior parts, and they grew them all back. And the juvenile specimens, on one hand, experienced a near complete regeneration of missing body parts, including the hind gut, which is the intestines, the anus, so their butthole grew back, which is great.
Everyone needs one of those.
Everyone needs a butthole.
Yeah.
At least one.
Just one. Maybe two.
Minimum of one.
Minimum.
You need at least one butthole. Yeah. So if theirs falls off somehow.
You got a second. You got another. You got two back doors.
Yeah, obviously. their muscles and parts of their reproductive organs. So it was amazing. They all grew it back. So spiders can regenerate. And I love that. And now they're trying to harvest this to use as stem cells in people because that's what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. Did you know that they harvest blood from horseshoe crabs and their blood is blue?
Why do they do that? What do they use it for?
Hold on. I used to know this. Harvest blood from horseshoe crabs. Why do they do this? They do it for a reason.
Oh.
Isn't it crazy? It's blue.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy?
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So they like take them and they like take blood from them and then they let them go.
Biomedical technology.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. They use it in research shit. So, wow.
What?
$60,000 per gallon.
Horseshoe crab blood is key to making a COVID-19 vaccine.
They use it in a lot of things.
That was an article. I don't know if that's actually true. What if they did, though?
What if we all have
horseshoe blood, crab blood in our veins?
Well, I was reading that our blood is red because it's full of iron.
Mm.
And that theirs is full of copper, so when it oxidizes, it turns blue.
The more you know.
Yeah, so this is just turning into fucking nature corner with Noelle. So I'm going to spin it around. We're going to flip and reverse it. Set it down, flip it, reverse it, go over to true crime for our last story of the day.
Mm.
Okay? The Cecil Hotel.
Are you sure it's not the Cecile?
The Cecil.
Cecil?
Did we say Cecile?
I think we said Cecile. We started saying Cecil and then... somehow we flipped it to Cecile
or
Cecil.
We said it like 10,000 times or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And just then another thing that people bitched at us for.
We had a bad review. So if you guys have listened to that episode.
We're sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Shit happens.
Fuck you if you don't like it.
It's the Cecil Hotel.
Yeah.
But honestly, if you look at if you watch different documentaries, people say it different ways. It's Cecil, Cecil, Cecile. Like everyone says it a different fucking way.
It's just a vibe, man. It's like whatever. It's like the murder hotel. It's just a vibe.
The pronunciation of words does not... don't let that distract from our actual research.
Language is plastic. It's malleable, man. It's
whatever
like,
we want.
Like, fucking take it down a notch. You know what I mean?
Just everyone relax, okay? Everyone, right now, whatever you're doing, roll your shoulders back.
Because I know you get, your butthole.
I know your shoulders are all the way up in your ears right now because mine always are.
Yeah.
Take a roll back.
You're being a turtle? We're going to need you to be a giraffe.
I want you to put your head side to side. Maybe do a couple rolls.
We're rolling her out.
And just fucking relax, okay? Everyone just fucking relax.
Sit the fuck down, Kevin. That's right.
Kevin?
Kevin?
You're listening. I know you are.
We fucking see you. We see you. Settle down.
There's the a Kevin listening. He's going to be like, what?
Yeah, we see you, Kevin. Also, why aren't you texting me back, Kevin? Honestly, it's kind of rude.
So rude.
It's kind of rude. Okay, so I was on TikTok because I live on the internet. And I saw this TikTok that I showed you of someone who jumped to their death outside the Cecil.
Yeah. No, from the Cecil.
From the Cecil. They jumped off of the roof of the building. I can't find any news articles about it.
Yeah, that's...
It's really fucking weird.
Yeah, and like TikTok keeps like taking this video down, which like it does kind of show like a dead body. So like,
oh, they're taking it down too?
They keep taking it down. Yeah, so it happened late last year. So if anyone finds this article showing someone jumping from the Cecil, it's called Stay on Main now.
Yeah.
But send it to me. Send it to quiteunusualpod@gmail.com.
Don't you have it? You showed it to me today.
I showed you the TikTok.
Yeah.
I can't find an article stating what happened, though.
Oh, I thought you were asking for the video.
No. I saw the video. I saw the video. If you guys want to see it, I'll send it to you for sure. It's crazy.
It's like blurred. Yeah, it's just like a guy on, it's blurred out there. And they don't show anything.
No.
But they do show like a person laying. But yeah. The person's like, history is repeating itself once again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I was looking for the article about like who this person was and what happened or whatever. And I came across something sort of fun.
Huh.
This is from dailynews.com. LA may turn downtown's 600-unit Cecil Hotel into permanent housing for the homeless.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Los Angeles City Council passed a motion on Wednesday. When is this article from? This is from August of last year.
Ooh.
Exploring a potential master lease with downtown Cecil Hotel for a permanent housing program to address homelessness.
There are a lot of homeless people in that area, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people live there. Also in the Cecil.
Yeah, to pay by day or night or whatever.
Yeah, so like it makes sense to me. The hotel, a historic building that has attracted public fascination for its sordid past, was converted into an affordable housing complex last December. But 6 months later, just 73 of the 600 available units are occupied. So I thought that was really interesting and kind of cool, actually. But also kind of scary because it's super haunted.
Yeah. And I feel like, I don't know.
It's a beautiful building.
Anything bad that happens there, because just if they do that, if it's mm-hmm. just like,
said,
I don't know.
Said doo-doo.
Doo-doo. If they do that, anything bad that happens, it's just automatically going to get blamed on supernatural stuff instead of just being like, well, no, like these people are homeless and they have like,
yeah,
they're like mentally like not there.
You know what? Sometimes crime happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes things happen. Sometimes weird shit happens.
Everyone's going to be like, it's the ghost of Alyssa Lam.
Yeah. Just like how they're like, oh, Alyssa Lam is
the ghost of the Night Stalker.
Yeah. Some shit like that. Cause he was there for like a day or something. Who knows? I don't remember. I don't remember listening to our episode on the Cecil.
You don't remember researching the Cecil Hotel?
It was like 2.5 years ago.
It was a long time ago. That documentary came out on Netflix about Alyssa Lam.
Yeah. 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 So I thought that was sort of interesting and sort of fun, and I will check into that. And also, I want to go there. I want to see it. It's supposed to be very beautiful, the lobby.
Yeah, it's a scary area, though.
Yeah.
For sure.
Scary.
Yeah. We could go during the day.
Sure.
We could stay overnight. I just don't want to.
I'll take my rocket launcher. Who's going to fuck with us?
I'm not going to leave the room.
Who's going to fuck with us if I have my rocket launcher?
You don't have a rocket launcher.
I'm going to get one.
Oh, okay.
Second Amendment right. It's my right to bear arms.
To bear a rocket launcher, yeah.
Doesn't specify.
Doesn't. These arms, rocket launcher are. No one.
What are your arms named?
Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary.
That's nice. Mine are actually Mary-Kate and Ashley. Did you know that? Mary-Kate and Ashley, right here. Pew! That's right.
Mine's Elizabeth. They're both just Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Holmes.
No, Elizabeth Olsen.
Just both Elizabeth. Well, there's also Jessica.
Elizabeth.
There's a third Olsen twin, Jessica.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys know that? There's a third Olsen twin named Jessica.
Third Olsen twin called Jessica. I know.
She wanted to be out of the limelight, though. So
technically it's triplets, Mary-Kate, Ashley, and Jessica. But Jessica wanted to be out of the limelight, so she never became famous.
No.
And she's just well-adjusted. She doesn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah. She actually got facial reconstructive surgery, too, so she no longer looks like them.
She got that buckle fat removed, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks great.
So great.
She looks good. She's really good. Okay, one last thing I want to shout out before we are done.
Dunzo, yeah.
Dunzo. What's up? Okay, we are going to do an Ask QU episode. Okay? Yes. We're going to do this in two parts. We might do an After Dark one. We might do, we're definitely going to do a main feed one. So it's going to come out on the main feed. We're probably going to do it in lieu of the unscripted next month, but we don't know. Vibes is vibes.
Yeah, we're just gonna feel it out.
See what happens. So we want your questions. I will post incessantly on social media. You will be annoyed by it, But if you have a question for us, anything, anything at all, nothing is off limits. Okay.
But everything's unusual.
Sure. Absolutely. Use hashtag AskQU. A-S-K-Q-U. AskQU. Jade's asking Q right now.
She's asking.
Good job, buddy. Whoa. Yeah, so if you have a question for us, you can slip or slide to the DMs. We'll collect them there. I'll post a couple things on like social medias where you can just ask a question directly on there. Mm-hmm. Or if you're on Twitter or really anywhere, just hashtag AskQU. We will find it and we will A your Qs.
So hard. We're gonna A all of your Qs.
You're going to like it. We're going to A your Q so hard. So hard. You're going to like it. Mm-hmm. All right, that's all I got.
That's all I got. So I guess remember to celebrate the strange
and keep it unusual.
Bye.